Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening with children around ages 6 and 7. They're starting to understand the world in such fascinating new ways, especially when it comes to authority, social structures, and fairness. And I know this can sometimes feel confusing for parents when your child suddenly questions why they have to listen to their teacher, or why some people are in charge and others aren't. If you've been wondering why your child doesn't seem to understand different levels of authority and social structure, I want you to know something important. You're not alone in this, and your child isn't being difficult. What's actually happening is something absolutely wonderful. Their brain is growing and developing the capacity to understand complex social relationships, and that's a beautiful sign of healthy development. Let me share what the magic book and child development research have taught me about this magical stage of growth. When children reach ages 6 and 7, something remarkable happens in their brains. They're moving beyond the simple world of family and starting to recognize that society has layers, structures, and different kinds of authority figures. The Canadian Pediatric Society tells us that school-age children naturally begin to act more autonomously, choose their own activities and friends, and recognize authority beyond just their parents. This is normal and healthy development. Think about it this way. For the first 5 or 6 years of life, your child's world was relatively simple. You and maybe a few other caregivers were the main authority figures. But now they're encountering teachers, coaches, principals, crossing guards, librarians, and so many other adults who have different roles and different levels of authority. Their brilliant little brain is working hard to figure out how all these pieces fit together. Research in developmental psychology shows us that children as young as 6 to 9 months begin understanding social hierarchies in very basic ways. But by ages 6 and 7, they're developing much more sophisticated understanding. They're learning that authority exists in layers, that different contexts require different responses, and that fairness and respect can look different in different situations. Here's what's so beautiful about this stage. Your child isn't just learning to follow rules. They're learning to think critically about social structures. They're developing the capacity to understand why certain people have authority, when it's appropriate to question things, and how to balance respect with their own growing sense of independence and fairness. The experts tell us something wonderful. Teaching children about authority and respect doesn't mean teaching them blind obedience. In fact, the healthiest approach is helping them understand that questioning and curiosity can absolutely coexist with respect, as long as it's done in the right way. So how can you support your child through this important developmental stage? Let me share some gentle, research-backed strategies that the magic book and I have seen work beautifully. First, model the behavior you want to see. Children at this age are watching everything you do. When they see you treating others with respect, speaking kindly to authority figures, and also asking thoughtful questions when something doesn't seem fair, they're learning that respect and critical thinking can go hand in hand. Second, have conversations about different roles in society. Help your child understand that teachers have authority in the classroom because they're there to help everyone learn safely. Coaches have authority on the field because they keep everyone safe and help the team work together. Parents have authority at home because they love and protect their children. When children understand the purpose behind authority, it makes so much more sense to them. Third, teach the difference between respectful questioning and disrespect. You can say to your child, "It's wonderful to ask questions and think about fairness." You might say, "Teacher, I don't understand why we have to do it this way. Can you help me understand?" That's respectful curiosity. But saying, "That's not fair and I'm not doing it," without trying to understand first, that's not respectful. Do you see the difference? Fourth, praise and encourage when you see your child navigating authority well. When they follow their teacher's instructions, when they respect the crossing guard's directions, when they listen to the librarian's quiet voice rule, notice it. Say, "I saw how respectfully you listened to your coach today." That shows such maturity and understanding. Positive reinforcement is incredibly powerful at this age. And here's something the research tells us that I find so hopeful. Children who receive clear, consistent guidance about social structures and authority during these years develop better social competence and emotional regulation. They learn to balance their own autonomy with respect for others. They develop the confidence to speak up about genuine unfairness, while also understanding that not every rule they dislike is actually unfair. Now, I want to tell you about a story that the magic book holds that addresses this beautifully. It's called The Marble Voices of Ancient Athens, and it's about Lucas and Ella discovering something magical about democracy, fairness, and speaking up. In this story, Lucas and Ella visit ancient marble columns that glow and echo with voices when children speak up for fairness. They learn how small actions and understanding different roles in society actually created democracy itself. What I love about this story is how it shows children that respecting authority and questioning unfairness can coexist. The marble columns glow not when children are disrespectful, but when they speak up for fairness in thoughtful, respectful ways. This story gives you such a beautiful opportunity to talk with your child about the authority figures in their life. After reading it together, you might ask, who are the people in your life who have authority? Why do you think they have that role? How can we show respect while also asking questions about things that seem unfair? The story shows that understanding social structures isn't about following blindly. It's about recognizing that different people have different roles, and those roles serve important purposes. Just like in ancient Athens, where people learned to work together by understanding everyone's part in society, your child is learning to navigate their own social world. You can find The Marble Voices of Ancient Athens in the Book of Inara app, along with so many other stories that help children understand big concepts like fairness, respect, cooperation, and social awareness. Here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child's questions about authority, their confusion about social structures, their testing of boundaries, all of this is a sign that their brain is growing exactly as it should. They're not being difficult. They're not being disrespectful. They're learning to understand a complex social world, and that takes time, patience, and gentle guidance. The experts agree that this learning process requires consistency, clear expectations, and lots of modeling. But it also requires something else. It requires us to honor their growing capacity for critical thinking. When we teach children that respect and questioning can coexist, we're raising humans who can think for themselves while also treating others with kindness and consideration. Be patient with your child during this stage. Be patient with yourself too. There will be moments when they question your authority in ways that feel frustrating. There will be times when they don't understand why they have to listen to certain adults. That's all part of the learning process. Keep having those conversations. Keep modeling respectful behavior. Keep praising their growth. Keep reading stories together that show these concepts in action. And most importantly, keep believing in your child's capacity to learn and grow. You're doing such important work, wonderful parent. You're not just teaching your child to follow rules. You're teaching them to think critically, to understand social structures, to balance autonomy with respect, and to navigate the complex social world with both confidence and kindness. The Magic Book and I are always here to support you on this journey. We have so many stories that can help with these big developmental leaps. And remember, every question your child asks, every boundary they test, every moment of confusion about authority, it's all part of their beautiful journey toward becoming a thoughtful, respectful, socially aware human being. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's development. And thank you for trusting the Magic Book and me to walk alongside you on this parenting journey. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.